Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. Stand up for your country. We'll have the latest in the election, including a very interesting announcement. I heard all the letters and all the people saying how disappointed, discouraged you are. And I have come up with something that might buoy your spirits. Buoy, word of the day, right? But first, something caught my eye that I want to get into before the election business. Quickly, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. And that is Joe Biden. So, you know, we all know that he's past his prime and at times he's befuddled. And one of those times was yesterday. Roll the tape.
But I'd like to introduce to you now who will lead the way. I'm really proud of this group. For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baccarria. You know, Javier Becerra, excuse me.
It's Javier Becerra. Now, anyone can mispronounce a name. I do it. Anyone can do that. But he also misspoke about Mr. Becerra's title. He's a Health and Human Services Director, not Health and Education. Now, Mr. Biden was reading off a teleprompter. He wasn't doing what I do. I'm just talking to you now. I don't have a teleprompter. And he doesn't even know what Mr. Becerra's job is, even though he's announcing his appointment. Ooh. And I suspect we will see this many, many times, but not as many times as we could if Mr. Biden were to make himself available, which he will not. So once the inauguration takes place, you're not going to see much of Joe. You're not going to be around because of stuff like this. So there, let me tell you just a little bit about Becerra. He's the Attorney General of California, 62 years old. This was the worst thing that he did in his tenure. And basically, California now is anarchy there. So that's a real good record to build upon. In February 2019, Becerra filed a lawsuit to try to prevent Donald Trump from building the border wall. So Becerra wants open borders. He wants as many people to come in. And of course, open borders leads to an influx of dangerous criminals because they're just part of the crew that walks across the border. So this is Javier Becerra, a ridiculous appointment, but he checks the boxes and it's all Biden cares about. Now, there are right-wing people that say, well, Biden's in there, but they're going to get him out by the 25th Amendment, which says, quote, the Congress can create a body which, working with the vice president of the United States, that would be Kamala Harris, can remove a president, quote, deemed to be unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Now, that has never happened in the history of this country, but I, your humble correspondent, know it very well because it almost happened to Ronald Reagan. Now, you remember, maybe, that when I wrote the book Killing Reagan, part of it was that after President Reagan was shot and almost killed this close, that his physical and mental capabilities declined as they would in any human being. But he was still president, and he was still carrying out his duties. He didn't hand it over to Bush the elder. Ronald Reagan was still president. There were days when he could not do his job. There was talk, and we documented in Killing Reagan, that maybe the 25th Amendment might have to be explored, just explored. Now, in Killing Reagan, we document that Ronald Reagan made perhaps the best comeback of any politician in the history of the world. It was truly a miracle, in my opinion. I believe in miracles. Because he recovered so dramatically from his near-fatal wound. It was like staggering. But it took him a couple of months. And during that time, there was a lot of turbulence. Now, when I wrote that, George Will, a blatantly intellectually dishonest man, went crazy and said I was a liar and this, that, and the other thing. Even though we documented all the people who said it, all the people who were there in the meetings. I mean, it was documented. And the Reagan Library wouldn't carry the book, Killing Reagan, because of that. Now, I'm only telling you this because the 25th Amendment is not going to be used against Joe Biden. It's not. Okay? Because the Democratic Party wants him in the Oval Office because he'll rubber stamp anything because he doesn't even know what's happening.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Here's some bad news. YouTube says it will ban anyone questioning the election. So we as Americans don't have a right to question allegations, raise them. This has got to be dealt with too. Congress got to deal with this. Boy, suppression of freedom of expression, my God. Okay, that's the election deal. COVID. Last week, more deaths in the USA than any other time since the pandemic hit. So please be very, very careful. Please, please don't go into groups. I still eat in restaurants, but I wear the mask in. I sit down and make sure that I'm apart. I think that's fine, my decision. I know a lot of people are terrified and they won't do that, but I don't take any chances. I don't think that's a chance, but I could be wrong. But a lot of people aren't doing anything. But this COVID thing is crazy. And now in New York City, they have a mask squad. They're gonna go out. If you're not wearing your mask where you should be, you're gonna get fined. Of course, nobody will pay the fine because it's anarchy in New York. There are more shootings in New York now than at any other time in 14 years. The authorities in New York City can't control what's happening in the streets. But they're going to have a mask squad. You know, even if I get COVID, it's better than getting shot in the head. So the legislature in Albany, New York, says we're going to make vaccination mandatory. This is bill number A11179. And of course, Cuomo would sign in a heartbeat. So when the vaccination becomes available, you have to get it if you're in New York. Resident. That's what they want to do. Okay. What do we got? 15 days before Christmas. So you got to go to the BillO'Reilly.com Christmas store. I added another perk for you today. I did this. You buy more than $100 worth of stuff, and that includes books or anything else, we'll give you a free copy of The Greatest Picture in the World, Holly and O'Reilly. You get that free, hand signed by me. You also get free The United States of Trump, my book on Trump. So you buy $100, you get those two things. And if you buy $40, you get Trump free, the book. Now we have stuff like that all over the place in the bookstore. And then we have the Stand Up For Your Country hats, all right, which are terrific. Made in the USA, okay? No Chinese stuff for us. We got the mugs. Do I have a mug? I do have a mug right here. Love it. Use it every day myself. We got the doormats. I got one right outside my door. Okay? Stand up for your country. We got the Merry Christmas America ornaments. We got the 9 killing books. Become a concierge or premium member for life. You get all 9 books free. On and on and on and on. Back with a final thought about you. All right, so here's the final thought of the day. After all the turbulence this week, I read all the letters, and some people bailed on us. Okay, you know, I understand. But I decided to do something, and that's why I'm calling for the special prosecutor. So you guys spurred me on. So that illustrates that we're a partnership here. We're unlike any other news organization. BillO'Reilly.com is a partnership with you. So you subscribe to us, and we use our power and influence to help you. It's a partnership. It's back and forth. This is unique. The networks don't care about you. They couldn't care less. Cable news, they don't care. They'll insult you right to your face. How many times have they done it? Anybody voting for Trump's a racist, okay? We wouldn't do that to anybody, all right? So we are a partnership. And I want you to know that, and it's important because I feel about 35% of America knows we're here, but 65% of America does not. Doesn't know BillO'Reilly.com and the No Spin News are on. Doesn't know what we do on the radio. Doesn't know the columns we write. Now, it's hard to market, but we're next year, that's our big task. But you can help us by giving premium and concierge memberships, a great gift to people that you know want the truth. You know who they are. You know the people who don't want to hear the truth and the people who do. That is a fantastic Christmas and holiday gift. Hanukkah is tomorrow. I'm going to go over Hanukkah a little, tell you a little bit about when I was growing up. We had a lot of Jewish kids in Levittown, and it was a riot when Christmas and Hanukkah came up. I'm going to tell you about that tomorrow. But anyway, if you buy a premium membership or concierge membership as a gift, gift membership, you get free book. So you get a gift as well. I'm doing this because we want everybody to be happy. I'm never, ever going to compromise my standards and tell you what you want to hear, ever. I'll never do it. I can't do it. It's against my conscience. What I can do is tell you the truth and back it up with facts. We'll give you good, interesting analysis on the things that you care about and provide you with a bunch of stuff that makes your life better that we have in our gift store and that we have as far as Christmas gifts are concerned. So that's the full package. You know, we got 15 days before Christmas. I hope you are kind. So a lot of people are suffering this Christmas. Be extra kind. I am. I'm sending gifts to a lot more people than I usually do. And I hope you do too. We'll see you again tomorrow.